Blog Talk Radio.
Just as sure as the stars in the sky, I need you to shine in my life. Not just for the meanwhile, for a long, long time. Better believe it. Oh, oh. Whenever you're not in my presence, feels like I'm missing my blessings, yeah. So I sleep through the daylight, stay awake all night. Yeah, you're back again, oh yeah, yeah. You think I'm biased to my significant other. You hit it right on the head. Only been missing my lover. And I don't reply. And if they fall to you, I.
Oh, they're mad at me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.
You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no the car, it won't drive. So I feel when you're not by my side. When I wake up in the morning, up under you, and only you. Oh, oh. Grateful for your existence. Faithful no matter the distance. You're the only girl I see. From the bottom of my heart, please believe.
Oh, they're mad at me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.
You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no icing. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays, man, with your sexy and positive host, Emma E2K. Good morning, y'all. All that matters to me this morning, you know, it's a rough Monday, but I'm up, I'm here, I'm blessed with another opportunity to be able to share and build and seek enlightenment with all my listeners. A big, great rising to all my kings and queens. Great morning to all those that have opened their eyes and are enjoying this day. Listen, whether it's going bad or good, you're awake, your eyes are open. So that's the biggest reason why to be blessed, or why if you're sad, change that frown upside down. You made it another day, so congratulations. You made it out of bed. You, of those that are still in bed, you made it. You just made it to enjoy this day, this blessed, blessed day, you know. So that's a blessing. You know, that's a blessing in itself. I want to give a big birthday shout out to all those that are celebrating a birthday. Those that celebrated a birthday within the whole last week and the weekend, which was a lot of people. I noticed, wow, it's like every day I would say happy birthday to like 3 or 4 people per day. So the beginning of November, it's a lot of people's birthday. A lot of people were born. I must, from here, what parents were doing. Anyway, happy birthday to all those like my sister, my older sister Marisol, who celebrated another birthday. Happy birthday to Mata. Happy birthday to Sean from Orlando. Happy birthday to Dee from Brandon. Happy birthday to Jackie from New York City. Happy birthday to everyone that has celebrated, that is celebrating, that is enjoying, that I posted happy birthday to on Facebook or Instagram. Happy birthday to Pops. Happy birthday. I'm trying to think. My mind is like, ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, you know who you are. If I shouted you out, I celebrated you, and I inboxed you, however I got to you, and I said happy birthday, you know this goes out to you without trying to leave anybody behind. So I want to give a future birthday shout-out on Tuesday, my BFF's birthday. So a big shout-out to D-Cut. I went to go see him this past weekend, PR Flags Up. And Mihasa had a booth at the PR Festival in Kissimmee at the Silver Spur Arena. And everybody was out there, you know, with the Puerto Rican pride, showing all their, you know, their pride and selling all the stuff. I want to give a shout out to all those that I met. We were crazy networking in there. Shout out to Yvette and Sonia and everyone that was out there networking, Addison, I mean, everyone, even the kids were out there repping, Myrna, everybody. So, Ralphie, and congratulations on your new wedding. Big shout out to Mario from De Todo Un Poco en Las Noches. So, big shout out to him. And they got to do a little interview, which was cool, not on me, but an interview on Dave and the whole PR Flags Up movement. So big shout-out to you guys, man. Y'all was out there repping hard out here. Y'all still out here repping. And I look forward to seeing y'all real soon before y'all head out. Again, big shout-out to all those celebrating a birthday, anniversary, a birth. And rest in peace to all those that didn't make it this weekend. All those that were lost, and the people that are still mourning, not people that just recently, you know, departed us, but people that are still holding on to the memory of someone that was here and is no longer. So, you know, rest in peace, and I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm sure that that person would have wanted you to continue, you know, create a legacy for them, create something positive in their memory. Instead of going into that depression, create something beautiful, create something wonderful and nice that will replace that negative energy that you have about them departing us, and will substitute it with something positive that they left behind. You know, which was either you or a child or a legacy, whatever it is that they left behind. So, you know, think about that when you lose someone. You know, I know at the moment it's hard and you can't think past that, but, you know, try that. I want to give a big shout out to all those queens that are starting over. You know, I see you and I admire you and I salute you. It's not easy to start over, you know, to get into the new journeys. Because once you're in a certain journey, it's like, okay, you got this. You know, after a while, you have this. But when you seek a new one, it's like, wow, you know. So new beginnings are not the easiest thing for some people. Some people love it. See, I love beginnings, which is why I love Mondays, because to me, you know, Monday represents the beginning of a week, you know. So even though some people would say, you know, the week starts Sunday, but to me, my week starts Monday, because that's when I send my children to school and all everything starts happening. So in my world, you know, Monday to me is beginning. So I'm blessed every day, but I'm double blessed on Mondays because it's, you know, just the beginning of something. So shout out to all those queens that are out there doing the work, that are supporting and empowering your fellow sisters, that are supporting and empowering your community, the youth, children, your husband, your spouse, your significant other, you know. Just continue to empower, you know, give forward. The blessing is always in the giving. Don't forget, November is gratitude month. So be grateful for everything that you have and be grateful for everyone that you come across, you know. Just be grateful. A lot of people that don't even understand the meaning of the word to be grateful. Look it up in the dictionary. You know, practice it. Practice just being grateful for something, for anything. Listen, for the fact that you opened your eyes today, right? Hello.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I
must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. If you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every night of us I dream that I
TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational with my homegirl Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready? When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it.
I'm so excited.
I can't hide my feelings, get it. I won't stop till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm beating for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
Close the door, that old floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all over. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, that old floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store.
I think about the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
You make me high, oh, I'm feeling right there.
Yeah.
We're tossing and turning, so keep it right there.
Yeah. My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers light. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. Handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
Back to love and music. No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
If I multiply two times two, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add five to get nine minus eight, that just leaves me.
Me, 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 me.
So many times satisfying my pride through somebody else's eyes.
La, 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 la.
Then I looked inside and found my own blood. I found the last in love for me. If I am searching for my spirituality, passionately, I must begin with me.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. I'm blessed every day. But on Mondays, I always say I'm double blessed. My week starts on Monday, so it's my beginning. It's my do-over. So I'm grateful for it, you know. And again, November is Gratitude Month. So make sure that you remain grateful for everything, even the bad things. The bad things that supposedly we see bad, it's really forced change. You know, sometimes we're not willing to change. They say change comes by willingness or by force. So sometimes when we're not willing to change, life will force us to change. You know, that's how the universe works. The universe is constantly listening to our petitions. And then, you know, we ask for stuff, we forget we ask, and when we get it, it's like, whoa, how did I get this? Where did it come from? Hello? You put it out there in the universe. You prayed for it. You gave it so much thought in your head that you made it, you know, you bring it into fruition. A lot of people don't understand how much power each individual has to be able to do that. You know, once you understand that, once you tap into that enlightenment, you make anything possible, you know, even creating your own smiles when you feel you don't have no reason to smile. I want to say something to the queen that inboxed me about the losing weight stuff. She feels she's overweight. She wants to lose a couple of pounds. Listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting to, you know, have a healthier lifestyle. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I recommend that actually to everybody. Not everybody can get into the gym or has access to be able to go to a gym. You can be at home and, you know, YouTube is free. Go into YouTube and get a little program there and start it. Walk, you know, try to walk half an hour a day. Change your diet. You know that if you're eating a pizza and you're going to eat that second one, you know you already ate one. Why eat the second one? You know what I mean? You're having a burger. Why you have to eat two and three burgers with the fries and the supposedly Diet Coke? You know what I mean? So these things are things that you yourself can take care of. You yourself can make the change little by little. So don't make the change because you're trying to resemble another queen that maybe has a slimmer stomach or whatever have you. Lose it for your personal gain, which is to preserve life. You know, weight, overweight, extra weight is never good for us anyway. So if you're in your accurate weight, then that's fine. If you want to lose 10 pounds, 5 pounds, it don't matter. You know, as long as you're healthy, that's what counts. As long as you're healthy, you know. I'm going to my phone lines, and this will be your time to speak. If not, please don't hang up and just, I'll continue to leave you on hold, and if I see that you're not answering, but when I get to your phone lines, that would be your moment to speak. So I'm going in my phone lines, 347-7-347-E2K, please. Good morning, 347. Okay, that's cool, no problem. You will be remaining on hold. 407, good morning, y'all. FAE2K, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed, even double blessed to hear your voice.
Definitely. Great things, greatness, inspiring words all this morning. I'm blessed to even hear you on the radio. I'm happy to be a part of such greatness.
Yes, amen, amen. You know, we have to continue to feed back the energy with each other. You know, people don't understand how crucial it is to keep the energy going, because once you break the frequency, it's like, ooh, so off, you know?
Definitely, definitely. I totally agree with you. I'm trying to be all about positive things, positive movements, paying it forward, however you can, charity.
Yes, and it doesn't take anything, you know, people mistaken sometimes doing charitable work, thinking that they have to, you know, give their whole rent money. No, you know. it's very simple. It's as simple as a smile.
A simple smile.
Yeah, just a smile sometimes. It's like, you know, you all day you're going and all these things are happening because, you know, people don't know what other people live behind closed doors. So when
definitely.
You're out there, someone a smile that comes from the gut, you know that smile, because there's different smiles. There's that smile that you kind, but there's that smile that comes from the gut that you like, wow, you receive it like, wow, okay, that's what I need.
Yes. No more words necessary. Exactly.
Yes, no words necessary, but when you have that energy and you give it forward and you bring it out, you like, you know, it's just such a glow that people just want to be next to it, a part of it, just accept it, you know?
And
we all have that power. We all have that power to do that. That's not like, oh, some people could do that, but I can't do that. Everyone has the power to do that. That's the beautiful thing. You know, we just got to practice it.
That's right. Apply it. That's right.
Yeah. You know, we're too busy concentrating on everything negative. Listen, life is about negative struggles. You know, that's part of life. We're always going to get hit left and right. Some get hit harder than others, granted, you know. But nevertheless, the way we get hit with negativity, we also get slapped a lot with positivity. Sometimes we just ignore it. We're like, okay, wow, that was too positive. Let me get away from it. No. No.
And that's it. You sometimes are scared of it. That's so true. I find myself in that situation a lot. You sometimes say, no, this is too good to be true. It can't be real. And it'd be, this is so simple. And it's so real and it's so yours, but you're just so denying it because it's like you beat your own self out of your greatness, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just push away their blessings, not even realizing. I mean, this was that blessing was expected to you. Why are you trying to push it on other people?
Aware, yeah, just that's a charity sometimes, though. Some people are just that selfless that, you know, when something good comes to them, they're so in a rush to give it to somebody else that doesn't have it, and that's when you know it's truly genuine, you know. Some people do it just to show, and they want to show people that what they're doing, and that's, you know, thank you for doing something for another person, but your motives aren't right, and that's a great thing when you work off intentions. And you know that the motive behind what you were doing was so genuinely great, you know? That's when it all comes back full circle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that takes, you know, and that takes time. Not everybody gets it right away, you know? So sometimes we have to be patient with other people. And, you know, everybody works and learns in different times. And we have to be able to be respectful of that, you know?
Definitely, and patience is its own thing at itself, you know. That's something to work on by itself when you're trying to work on everything else, you know. You have to understand that you have to have patience. It takes time to make a seed grow, you know. So you definitely have to be aware of that.
The other day, I don't remember where I was, but I remember that I was next to an older man, and he tells me, I think he was first, he wanted me to, you know, like skip him online. It was in Walmart. And I was like, no, it's okay. I mean, you know, we have to wait for everything in this world. We have to wait to be born. We never know when we're leaving. You know, everything is a wait. Like, you know, even to have a child is 9 months. It's like, you know, to get your permit, license, everything has a beginning and an end. You know, you have to wait. Everything, nothing comes in. Even the microwave, as fast as it is, you still have to wait the seconds it takes to cook that item. So everything is still, it's a waiting process.
Hurry up and wait.
You know that? Everybody, you know, this is an instant world. It's just instant.
Yes, microwave.
Yeah,
everybody wants
Google
it in the microwave. But see, the thing about it, Queen, what people seem to not realize is when you wait for that home-cooked meal, you know, when you take the time and you prepare it and you let it soak and marinate and all of the preparation that you have to put into it, you know, the process, it tastes so much better in the end, you know, than if you just plop it in the microwave. Yeah, it's cooked and it's edible. But it's not as delicious as it would be if you took the time, you know. So everything that is great definitely takes a process, everything. So that's definitely something great to hear.
Let me chime in on that and that what you just said. When you do take the time to cook that food, not only is it extra delicious, like once you sit down and eat it, but that same food can be still held on to the next day and the next day and the next day for leftovers. You can't do that when you microwave stuff.
That's so true.
Ah.
There is no leftover.
That was an aha moment.
That was good, Queen. Definitely.
That was definitely an aha moment. So let me ask you, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, man, I'm just grateful for another day, another chance at greatness, another
Amen.
Chance to say thank you, another
yes.
chance to say I'm sorry if I have to.
So I want to ask you to, you know, this month of November, I mean, you know, every day everybody should do this, but especially in November, it's gratitude month. So I want to ask you every day, put, you know, write this in front of the mirror, post it if you want to, do a little sticky note wherever you see, you know, at the job. Always take, you know, every day take out time just to be grateful for anything and everything that's in your life.
Okay, that sounds good. Something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And pass it along. And have this jewel pass along and pay forward. And ask everyone that you come in contact with to do the same. Because, you know, we need to be able to tip the scale a little bit of this negative, balanced world, you know, with all the positive stuff that we all have inside ourselves. It's just a lot of people don't know how to tap into it, don't realize how powerful they are. So we need to start awakening a lot of people that are sleeping, that are walking, you know, they're walking, they're talking, they're doing all that, but they're not really up.
They're not alive. Definitely. That's not a problem at all. That's a task that I would take on with a smile.
Oh, good. So then that's your challenge for November. And also, and I, you know, and I don't say it just yours, I say mine too, because, you know, every day I'm waking up and I'm doing the same thing. I wake up in the afternoon, I'm grateful. Even, listen, my knee is hurting me, I'm in pain, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my knee is in pain, and I'm about to go to the gym and work it out.
Listen,
I'm grateful I'm able to do that.
I can't even bend their knee right now. That's in the hospital getting their knee something put into it, even taking off their leg, you know. So
yes.
I understand to be grateful. It's a lot to be grateful for. It could be worse. So definitely.
It's
contagious. So you definitely keep smiling to me.
Thank you. I have a girlfriend, a sister, you know, that she was domestic violence, and she was shot and everything, and one of her legs had to be amputated. She just got a new leg. So who am I to be complaining about, oh, I got a pain in my knee, where she's getting a whole brand new leg and has to learn how to walk again. You see what I'm saying? Like, when you look at the bigger scope of things, it's like, really? You're going to really complain about this, you know?
Definitely. I mean, but that's what it is. It's easier to, you know, complain about it and to figure out all the things to be grateful for. It's easier to just look at all the things to complain about than to just think about all the things to be grateful for. So, you know, a lot of people like to take the easier route, but they don't understand. Most of the time they end up back in the same beginning.
There is no easy route. That's what they fail to realize. It's no easy route. It's no easy route. Actually, that's the harder one when you try to go easy, because you will have to do it over and over and over and over again. So how easy was that?
Exactly. You just, more time passes. That's all. But
exactly.
It's all right. We live and we learn, you know, and grateful for having inspiring people like yourself to motivate and, again, inspire. So this right here is definitely something to look forward to. I can't wait to smile at somebody when I go out today.
Amen. Yes, I'm smiling inside my heart. I'm going to the gym like, what?
Definitely,
thank you,
but
for returning that energy.
Oh, of course. You push it forward. Like I said, you're definitely contagious, and it's a great thing. So it was a great, great, great combo with you today. I'm getting ready to get up and get these kids going and start my day.
Amen.
Love, again, greatness, and inspiring words.
Thank you so much. You stay blessed and have a productive day.
All right, definitely. You too.
Okay.
Yeah. You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I am.
Sitting pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.